Griffin in your Saturday morning with Rosie on the house, 26-year Arizona Saturday morning tradition. We're talking this hour about solar-safe pool covers. And if you've been listening, we got the solar covered. It is by the solar, it can contain the heat that was left over from the summer. It can be an incubator coming into the spring. It can help heat it up faster. It's a pool cover. We talked about that. We're missing one part in here. Safe.
Correct. The people that need a safety product, the cover gives them the most benefits because in addition to the safety, you can get all the other things we've talked about. Not everybody needs safety. We followed safety.
Now, not everyone needs it, but by code, you've got to have two methods of containment from the back door to the pool.
Correct. And
so it may not be a buying factor for everyone, but it's a code factor.
Well, unfortunately, the automatic covers are the only ones that qualify for the safety part of it. This is not part of that ruling. So it technically will not allow you to exempt one of the other requirements. Safety, you know, as tragic as losing a child can be, I just want to make a couple points here before we get into the details. About 90% of the marriages fail after a child has drowned because obviously one of the spouses was probably a little more responsible or negligent. And so the family gets destroyed in addition to the child. But there's also a lot of near drownings where the child was underwater long enough that it permanently affected the brain. And so they didn't die, but the quality of their life has been diminished for the rest of their life. So there's a lot of things here that people need to look at. You know, everybody looks at pools and they go, oh, I need a fence. And yet 30 to 40% of the drownings happen when there's a fence in the backyard. People think, oh, I bought an item, so I did my job. And then they out of sight, out of mind, and they think, well, I've got a fence, so I don't need to worry about it. The child still has access to the water. Fences aren't perfect. The spring loses its tension. It doesn't shut all the way. The dog digs a hole underneath the fence, or the kid can put a chair up and climb over the fence.
So with this cover on and the fasteners in and the kid wanders out, I've got 10 seconds to get him off, 20 seconds to get him off.
The child can stay on the pool cover for the rest of his life if he wants. ASTM standards are that our pool cover has to hold 485 pounds minimum, which is the equivalent of two adults and one child. The reality is you can put your whole family on it. You could put half the neighborhood on it. As long as there's water in the pool and it's fastened, it's safe. It's awkward. It's like walking on a waterbed, but it's totally safe. The child never has access to pool water with our cover.
What's the thickness of the cover?
It's just a few mils. It's a 17-ounce material. It's a reinforced vinyl. So it's very, very strong. So pets don't have a problem with it.
Well, that was one of the questions we got when we posted it. What will the claws of my dog, if he ever steps on it, scratch and cut through the cover?
It might mar the surface. You might see the scratch marks, but it will not penetrate through the fabric, the reinforced fabric that's inside there.
Solar safe pool covers. It saves lives, saves money. You hibernate your pool, extend your swimming season. And it's a very, compared to any other option on the market, very affordable product.
Absolutely. It absolutely will pay for itself.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie for you. Let's see how we can help Ken with his pool. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have an unusual pool. It's 18 by 36 plus like an 8 by 8 for the steps. But the problem is on two sides of the pool, half the two sides of the pool is a 6 to 8 foot wall that goes, you know, straight up from the water.
So you've got a nice spot for the kids to jump off of, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Are there water features on it? I'm picturing a couple of the little spout.
It's actually just this was a, we didn't build this pool. There's a pipe that comes out that squirts water. That's about it. But the water feature is not the problem. I'm just thinking about how you would attach and detach the pool cover when it's out in the middle of the water.
Well, I'm trying to get a picture of it in my mind. I think I have a decent idea.
Okay, it's a wall that goes straight up from the pool.
Correct. Do you have access to the top of the wall?
You can get on top of the wall.
So the anchors can go into the top of the wall, and it will simply drape down. We've done that on several occasions. Aesthetically, it may not be as attractive as looking out the door and seeing your pool. But if safety's an issue and you want to cover it, we can absolutely do that. And we obviously offer free estimates if you want to call in to get one.
And how would he, what number would that be?
It's 623-869-6015. Or you can go to the website at solarsafepoolcovers.com and do an inquiry through there as well.
Now, y'all work service pretty much everywhere there's a pool at Phoenix, Pinal.
Yeah, we technically do the whole state.
Excellent. Now, we talked about all these things at saving money. Let's talk about the water saving value. I made a point to emphasize earlier that the pool sits on top of the water and there's no air. And that's important when it comes to the evaporation factor.
Correct. Anything you put on top of your pool is going to help minimize evaporation. The blue bubble covers do a pretty good job of that as well. But they magnify the sun rays and burn up the chlorine and chemicals quicker, whereas our cover is opaque and it doesn't do that. Evaporation is huge. You know, there's 30 million of us trying to live off the Colorado River water. And the only reason why Phoenix has grown the last 30 years is because of the Central Arizona Project. California is having tremendous, tremendous drought problems. So just some interesting statistics. There's about 500,000 pools in the greater Phoenix area, including Pinal County, probably close to 80,000 pools in Tucson. So if half of those pools aren't being used, which we talked about earlier, you have 250,000 pools not being used. That's enough evaporation on a yearly basis to fill Saguaro Lake every 7 years, just on the pools that aren't being used. So it's a tremendous amount of wasted resources to allow that evaporation to take place. Water doesn't cost a lot of money, but boy, what a terrible thing to have to waste.
It is. And what's a pool size? Is that 10,000 gallons? Are they 15,000 gallons? Are they?
Yeah, an average pool is probably 12,000 to 15,000 gallons. And we evaporate in the desert 6 feet of water every year. So we evaporate basically your entire bowl of water.
If it's a diving pool, well, you still got the shallow end. So the average is usually under that 6 feet.
Correct.
This is a home improvement radio show. Up to this point, we've talked specifically for an application to the home. Would this apply for commercial pools?
Yeah, we actually do quite a few commercial pools. We've done YMCAs and others. Not as much with this particular product. We have the traditional floating thermal cover. So if someone doesn't have safety as an issue, doesn't really need to worry about some of the other benefits, the thermal cover, we call it Heat Saver, is actually an insulated cover. So if you're heating your pool in the dead of winter and you want to save the most amount of money, our commercial product will do that very well.
Very good. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Talking about solar safe pool cover, hibernating your pool. It is that magic time of September 15th where the water is getting close to dropping below 80 degrees that you've noticed is the mental shutdown of swim season. This could extend it all the way up to, you know, maybe, what do you think? Could you get into the Halloween season?
No,
not quite.
You can probably get into mid-October, and you'll pick it up maybe in April versus late May, early June. You'll have your 80-degree season with the cover.
And if it's put on now and you uncover it in April, what kind of if you've ever been camping, you take the tent out of the bag that it comes in. When you camp for a couple days, you can never get the tent back in the bag. They should make the bag three times the size of the original packaging so you could put it in. What kind of storage space do I need for this? And will the, I'm assuming because it's sitting out exposed to the sun, if I don't have an air-conditioned garage, it's going to be fine sitting in there.
Yeah. If you don't put in the additional roller, the optional roller, where you can store it on the roller, it just rolls up. It probably, if you think about a pallet 4 foot by 4 foot, you could store it in that footprint, and it may only be a couple feet high. So if you want to take it off for some extended period of time, you don't want it out by the pool, you could take up a 3 or 4 foot area, and it would fit in there just fine.
And do I need, you know, the local wrestler in town to come move it? How heavy of a...
40 to 50 pounds is the average cover. Obviously, a smaller pool could be less. Certainly, two healthy adults could lift it rather easily and move it.
Solar Safe Pool Covers. It's solarsafepoolcovers.com to get a visual idea of what it looks like and how it goes around. They've wonderful photo gallery here of different pool designs and covering spas. And our caller, Ken, who's had the 6 foot vertical surface, could get an idea of how it's just going to go straight up and attach to the top. All right here, Rosie, on the house.